Okay, everybody, hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Ayin Zayin. A bunch of, continued discussion about Hafaras Nedarim, Hataras Nedarim. Again, just to recap, Hafaras Nedarim is when the husband is made for a nether for his wife, or the father for the daughter, and Hataras Nedarim is when someone goes to a Chacham or goes to a Beis Din, right, and gets the nether that they made kind of uprooted and taken care of. So again, it's not Hassan, we're under the Mishnah, again, just kind of continuing on this theme. This is a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah there says at the end of Shabbos, Mefir Nedarim b'Shabbos, v'nishalon Nedarim shehein l'tzorech haShabbos. That we can be made for Nedar on Shabbos, and we can be nishalon Nedarim, that's language for Hataras Nedarim, as Rashi says, or the Mefarish says, l'chacham, the Ran explains also, l'chacham. That's shehein l'tzorech Shabbos, that's if, right, if you need them for Shabbos. So the Shaila is, how do you read that? Meaning, when you said, when the end of the Brisa says, or the Mishnah rather, says that it's l'tzorech Shabbos, right, is that for Hafaras Nedarim and Hataras Nedarim, or just for the second one, for Hataras Nedarim? And they ask the following Shaila. Mefirin Nedarim b'Shabbos, l'tzorech Shabbos. Does it mean that you can be made for a nether on Shabbos? And is that also, or do you need to have some sort of need for that nether on Shabbos? If a wife says, I'm not eating meat, or I'm not having bread, or I'm not having wine. So can you get, does it need to have some sort of shaykhas to Shabbos? But, or does it mean that even if there's no need, right, for the Hafaras Nedarim, maybe you're allowed to do it as well? I mean, again, as I explained, right, the question is, what is that last line of the Mishnah when it's Tzorech Shabbos? Is that for Hataras Nedarim or also Hafaras Nedarim as well? So just to explain, if you read in the Ran, right, if you look at the Ran second line, right, Mefirin Nedarim Shabbos, Tahad Dekatani Tzorech Shabbos, Akula Masnisen Koi, right? Is that last line of the Mishnah going on the entire Mishnah? Afilo Hafara Dafka Tzorech Shabbos, and therefore, and even Hafaras Nedarim from the husband to the wife also has to have some sort of Shabbos need. Odomar, maybe Afilo Shalol Tzorech Shabbos, or maybe you could do Hafaras Nedarim even if it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Why Delo Koi Ashela? And the fact that you need to have some sort of Shaychus to Shabbos, some sort of need, is only going on the Hataras Nedarim. What would be the difference between Hataras Nedarim and Hafaras Nedarim that you would say that to be matir neder, to go to a chacham or beis din, that needs to be shayach to have some sort of tzorech Shabbos, but by hafaras nedarim, it could be on anything at all. Very simply, to give in the tzorech chacham or shlosh yodos michzik yedina, inami de'in sha'aver, it's the shayla. The she'ela, that maybe that hafaras nedarim, right, you only have until nightfall. Hataras nedarim you can do whenever. That's the second answer. The first answer is that it looks like, as we'll see in a second, it looks like din, right? Well, it looks like going to a Beis Din, right? Since you're going to a Chacham or you're going to a Beis Din, it seems like you're doing some sort of din. And the Mishnah Beitza towards the end of the Masechta says that we do not do court cases on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah on Daf Lamed. Hey, Vav, Zion, I'm not sure. So that's the question. That's the Shaila. So Gemara, back in the Gemara, four lines down, Tashma, let's bring a proof. Ditani Rabbi Rav Zuti debate Rav Papi. He taught that in mefir nedarim el tzorech haShabbos. Right, you should not be made for another, right, unless there is some sort of Shabbos need. Problem is, Amar Rav Ashi, halot tznanachi. That's not. Didn't we learn, right, differently? Right, we said nadra im chashecha. Right, again, what the Mishnah we had said before, right, our Mishnah, that if you make a nether, right, by sundown. Right, meaning right at the end of Shabbos, right? Mefer la ashel tzorech, right? He can be mefer the nether before Shkia. Via Marta l'tzorech Shabbos, and if you tell me that Hafaras Nedarim has to be some sort of tzorech Shabbos, in Marta l'tzorech Shabbos, in Shalot l'tzorech lo, if you tell me that you can only be mefer the nether if there's some sort of need on Shabbos, so mayir yichashecha, right? Who cares whether, right, when it's dark. Afilu b'toch hayom enu yochal hefer, shalot l'tzorech Shabbosu. Right, again, that's what they add over here in the Bach. Right, it's even Shabbos. I mean, again, that basically, you shouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos unless there's some sort of need. Right, and if you're telling me that the nether is made right before Shabbos ends, so there's obviously no Shabbos need. You can just wait till Shabbos is over, right? There's no, clearly, we're talking about a scenario where you don't need to be made for the Nether on Shabbos. And the Mishnah allows you to be made for Nether, even though it has nothing to do with that. So the Gemara says, really, Tanahi. Really, it's a different Mechogos Tanahim. The Mechogos that we basically spent yesterday talking about. Right, Afaras Nedarim Kol Hayom, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Meis Leis. Right, how long does a person have to be made for Nether? Right, do you have just until sundown or 24 hours? So Lamad Amar Kol Hayom, according to the one who says, Minitana Kamo, who says you only have until sundown to be made for Nether. So then in Betfeilo, meaning that you can only be made, the only one who says you can only be made for Nether to sundown, so then Afilu Shalotzorach Shabbos Mefer, so then you can be made for Nether whenever, right? Because again, the time's going to run out, right? So obviously you can do it for whatever reason. But Laman Da'amar Meisleis, but the one who says it's 24 hours, Shalotzorach Shabbos in, Shalotzorach Lo, right? Shalotzorach Shabbos Lo, right? It's only if you have to, you need whatever the Nether was about on Shabbos, because otherwise you could just wait until Motzei Shabbos and then you can do it then, right? And then there is no issue. Okay, fine. Nishalom the Darm Shein Letzorach Shabbos. We said we can be matir neder. Again, this is a quote from the Mishnah that we quoted on top of the daf. Well, we said that nishalom nedarim shein letzorach Shabbos, you can be matir neder, right? If it's something that you need, if the neder was concerning something on Shabbos. So Yibay Lehu, they asked the following shayla: v'shalo hayel lehem penai, o dilma kisha hayel lehem penai. When you're telling me that again, hataras nedarim, there's no time frame for hataras nedarim, right? You go to Chacham to say, find some sort of Pesach, right? If you remember from the Masechta, right? You find some sort of Pesach, some sort of opening to say you didn't really want to make the nether. If you would have known what would happen, etc., etc. So there's no time restraint here. So now it's Shabbos, right? And you made the nether, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or whatever. The question is, when you say that you're allowed to be matir the nether, that is l'shorach Shabbos on Shabbos, is that if you didn't have any time to be matir the nether beforehand, or even if you did, right? Even if you had all day Friday and you were off, for whatever reason, you could, and you had the time to go to the chacham, right? Is that even mutter in that case, or do we say no? You should have done it beforehand. If you had plenty of time, you should have done it beforehand. So Tashma will bring a proof, right? Pretty clear. This kikulei rabban levred the rav zuda braid the rav zira afilu ben adarim shaylem penai ben baodiyom. Right? Even if you had time, right, on erev Shabbos, you're still allowed to be matir nether on Shabbos. Okay, fine. Sover of Yosef Lameimar Nishalo Nidar Mishabbos Biyachir Mumcha In Bishalosh Yodas Lo. Of Yosef thought that, again, we said there are a couple ways to be Matir Nether. You can go either to a Mumcha, to a Rav, or you can go to a Beis Din of three people who are not necessarily Talmid Chachamim, but regular people. So Rav Yosef thought to say that you can only be Matir the Nether on Shabbos. One is that that's only by going to a Rav. But going to the Beis Din, that's no good. Why? Mishun Dimichzi Kedina, because it looks like doing a court case. And again, that's the Mishnah, right, in Beitza, that says we don't do Tinder Abanan, we don't have court cases on Shabbos. So Amar Le'Abai, but Abai said to Rav Yosef, no, came into Svirlan, Afilu B'Umar, Afilu Krovim, Afilu B'Layla. Rabbi said, you can do Hataras Nadarim in a completely different way than sitting and doing Beis Din, right? Beis Din needs to be sitting, needs to be during the day, right? It has to, you can't have any of the Dayanim be any relatives, right? So that there are requirements of Beis Din that you do not have of Hataras Nadarim. Hataras Nadarim you can do even when you're standing, even if the person in is your relative. Right, if the Talmud Chacham is your brother or whatever, feel the balayla, even if it's at night, right? So that's lo mechzikedina. So it's so different, has all these halachos that are so different than Beis Din. So it doesn't look like a court case. It doesn't look like Beis Din on Shabbos, and therefore, it's totally fine. Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Halacha, the halacha is mefir nedarim belayla. You can be mefir neder at night. Right? The wife makes a neder; she's not going to eat meat for a week. Right? It's 12 o'clock at night. Husband's like, I don't like that. No problem. You can do that at night. Says the Gemara, Hamas Nisani. Well, that's the Mishnah, right? Nudja Balayla Shabbos. Again, we said that was our Mishnah. So if the nether happened at night, Shabbos night, right? We were trying to give an example of how long you have, right? If you remember from the Mishnah. So if she did it a few minutes before sundown, so he has until sundown. If she made the nether Friday night, he has all Friday night and all day Shabbos. That clearly you can do it at night. So the Gemara says, no. Ella. Rather, what was Rav trying to teach us? Ema halacha nishalim belayla. No, you can do nishalim. You can do hataras nedarim at night. So Amar le Rabbi Abba le Rav Huna. Amar Rav Hachi. So Rav Abba sends Rav Huna. Not the opposite. Not the shaila of, well, obvious that's based on the Mishnah. But does Rav really hold this? Right? Is that really true? Did he say it? Did he say beferish? So he says Amar le Ishtik. He said no. Someone said it to him. And he didn't, or I said it to him, however you understand, and he didn't say anything. He was quiet. So Marleis, Rabbi Abba said back to him, Ravuna, well, Ishtik, Ishtik Kamarta. Wait, you tell me he was quiet? Oh, Shisei, or Shisi Kamarta. Or, meaning, what do you mean when he was quiet? Meaning, was he quiet? And he was quiet because he didn't, why is the Zoran explains, didn't disagreed with what you were saying? Or maybe he was quiet because, just like someone says, Shti, drink. And the guy's like, okay, fine, I'll drink. Right? But doesn't, you don't have to, you know, the guy offers you a cup and says, drink. The person doesn't necessarily say, yes, thank you so much. You can just take it and drink. So that's the phrase over here. Two explanations in the Ron. Okay, whatever. But meaning, tacos, either way, meaning the question is, what do you mean he was quiet? And how does that tell you necessarily that he agrees with that? So I'm going to have Ika bar oven. Is nothing le rav the rabba. Bikituna de Beirav and Omer Dichidi Ubalayla. And again, it happened that right, Rav again went to be Matir Neder for Rabba. Right, it could. This is Girsa here. Yeah, it could be okay. It could be Rav Chananel. Fine. Bikituna de Beirav, and it was in a small room in the Beis Medrash, and he was standing, Omed, Yechidi, he was by himself, and Bubalayla, and it was at night. So apparently, Rav does hold, in fact, that you can. Being Matir Neder at night. So Amar, a bunch of Girsa issues here, but let's say Rava, Rava, Amar Rava, Rav Nachman, Halacha Nishalin Nedarim, Omed Yechidi Balayla V'Shabbos V'Krovim, and Halacha is, you can do Hataras Nedarim, standing by yourself at night, on Shabbos, with relatives, and Afilu Hayalahem Panami Bodyam, and even if you could have done it on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, Omid, really? You can do it when you're standing? Right, Vatanya, the Brisa says that Yaradam Gamliel Menachamor Vinis Ate Fi Yosha Vihitr Lo Nidro. Right, again, that's the Mishnah in, was it Shabbos? I forget where it is. It's a Brisa. Yeah, where's the Makor there? Okay, I don't see. Not sure why it doesn't have it. Okay, fine. Erevin? Is that Shaykh to that? Okay, I'm trying to have a weird thing in my Mishnah Shas over here. But either way, okay, the Brisa says that Rabbi Gamliel got down, right? Someone came up to him and wanted to be Matir Neder. So he got down off his donkey, he wrapped himself in his talis, right? And he sat and he thought, and that seems to be that Hataras Nedarim needs real thought. That goes against what we've been saying, that you can do it standing at night with by yourself, etc. Seems to be so haphazard. Why did Rabbi Gamliel take so much time, right, to sit and do this Hataras Nedarim? So Rabbi Gamliel Savar, which now it says Ein Pochsin, but it should be Poschin Becharata. No, right. Was the Gersa? Right. It should be Poschen. Hold on. Bach. Ein Poschen. Yeah, it should be Ein Poschen. That makes more sense. Ein Poschen Becharata, that you can't just get some sort of opening. You can't use the fact that he regrets his nether as an opening, meaning you need to find a real Pesach, according to Rabbi Gamliel, to get rid of this guy's nether. And therefore, Me'akar Nedra Be'inan, you have to get rid of the nether, right? Mamish, that seems that the way he made the nether originally was incorrect. And therefore, Boy Yuni. And Achachi Yashav, and that, therefore he needs to be mind. He has to check into the matter. He has to really think about it, and that's why he sat down. Meaning, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you can't just be like, "Do you regret your nether not to eat meat because meat is awesome?" Oh yeah, I regret it. Meaning, you have to find a real Pesach, to be mad to the nether. So therefore, he got down and he tried to figure things out. But Rav Nachman Savar, that should be Poskin. Becharata, afilu b'mumla, right? And Nachman held that no, you can just use the fact that the guy regrets his nether. That's good enough to get rid of it, right? And therefore he can just most people they come to, if you're coming to a chacham to get rid of your nether, clearly you regret it, and that's not a big deal. So therefore he would just do it while he was standing. Right, you see this guy who came from Eretz Yisrael, the Amar, and he said, and the Chachamim were by Ravuna Bar Oven, and they got rid of his nether. They said to him, "Zil uboy rachme al nafshach." All right, go daven for yourself. Right, the chatos, because you sinned. Right, the Tani Rav Dimi Achva the Rav Safra, Rav Dimi taught, call an odor, Ephel Pishu Makaimo, Nikra Chote. Right, we saw this before. Right, that anybody who, even if you take a nether, still that person is a sinner. And Amar Rav Zvid, my crook, he sechdal and dor lo yevachachet. Right, Pazik says, right, if you don't make a nether, right, there won't be any sin. Halacha d'alta, but if you don't refrain, or if you don't hold back from a nether, then there is a ikachet, then there is a sin. implication is just taking a neder. Again, why do you have to be Zofron? Right, Baruch Hashem, we have 613 amazing mitzvos and plenty of mitzvos to Rabbanan. You don't need to, you know, asr meat to you for a week or whatever. Again, the Achronim do talk about it, whether it's if it's trying to help and correct your behavior. If a person, you know, is a glutton, he's trying to improve his midos, and he says, I'm not going to eat meat for a week, so that could be positive. But here, we're talking about, you know, let's just assume, according to this understanding, that it's just a stam neder. That's not helpful. That's a chait. That's not appropriate. Tanya will end in a brisa. Omer le'ishto kol nedarim shetiduri e'efshi shetiduri. What if a person says, right, an imprecise language, right, of kiyum versus, or an imprecise language of hafara. I mean, there's certain languages that we've talked about. What if he uses these languages that are kind of in imprecise? So there's a difference depending on whether he is being mefer the nether or mekayim the nether. So he says, "Kol darim shetiduri efshi shetiduri." If a guy says, "Any darim you take efshi," it's not possible that you should take the nether. So in the nether, or if you say this is not a nether, so loam or klum, meaning that that's not considered to be hafaras nedarim. You have to be specific with your language by being, you know, by canceling a nether of a person's wife. Yafe asis for in kamosech or v'im lo nedarit midirecha ani. If he says very, very good, Yafe asis, he did very good, or there's no one as good as beautiful, as nice as you, or lo nedarit midirecha ani, meaning if you had not done the nether, I would have done the nether. So then dvarim kayamin, right? Then that works. Meaning to be mekayim the nether, to say that the nether stands, then you don't need precise language. But to be made for nether, then you do in fact need the precise language that we've discussed. Tanya within the Tanya, right? Tanya within the Nerbaisa? Sure, okay. Right, because we added over there. Lo yomar adam liishto b'shabbes, right? Mufar lichi, batel lichi, kederach sh'amar labachol. Right, it is the din that any time we try and do things on Shabbos, the Ran writes over here, if you look in Dibur Masko, Tanya, right, again, that's why the Tanya, right, and that is like 5-6 lines down, right, he says, time into milsa, the cave into efshir, l'shnei, mashninan, if there's a way to do something differently on Shabbos than you do during the weekday, right, so that's appropriate. So the Mishnah says, so the Gemara, so the Brisa says, that a person shouldn't use the same language on Shabbos, vatalichi, mufralichi, etc., right, Ella, rather, what should he do? Omer la, tali v'achli, tali v'shsi. Right, he shouldn't say beferish and he's being mevatel the nether. Rather, he should, if the woman said she's not going to drink or she's not going to eat, he should say, here's a drink, here's a food. Right, and then, v'nether batal me'ilav, the nether is batal. Meaning, he can be mevatel in his mind, right, and doesn't have to say it straight away. Right, as we explained, as long as, right, he's being mefer the nether in his heart. Tanya within there, Brisa, Beshami Omrim, Beshamis Mivatal Belivo, Bechol Motzi Besfaso, that on Shabbos the person can be Mivatal the nether in his heart, and then, you know, as the Ron explains over here, that he has to say one of those languages, like, here's some food, take some food, take some drink, or whatever, but Bechol, during the week, then he has to say it clearly, right, Mefer Lichi, etc., one of those languages. Beisol Omrim, Beisol says, Echotzev, Echotzev, Mivatal Belivo, it doesn't matter, right, no, during the week, you don't have to do that either, right, you can simply tell her, give her food, right, if that's the nether, and be mevatel in your heart, right? Either way, you don't actually have to say any of those languages. Rather, right, if you say something like, hey, here's some food, here's something to drink, and you're going to mevatel it in your heart, that it will constitute hafaras nether for the wife. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and the next Shaila goes, we'll talk about some languages in terms of being Faris Nadarma, that's going to take us on to Ahmed Aleph over here, so we'll stop it here and have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.